Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. My name is Chancellor Carol Folt, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. In the School of Government, Anita Brown Graham focuses on developing opportunities and removing barriers to create jobs for North Carolina residents, especially those who live in our distressed communities. She works directly with civic leaders across the state, providing them with sound data, high-quality research, and rigorous analysis to help them respond to the challenges they face.
NC Impact has put people back to work in a state with 4% unemployment. Professor Brown Graham says this includes disenfranchised veterans and those with disabilities.
So as a matter of both public and private policy, we're beginning to see a lot more work opportunity for such people. We also in North Carolina have a significant number of people who were in the military, are now veterans, were trained for important roles, but who sometimes struggle to translate for employers how that training prepares them for civilian work. Now working with programs that will do that for veterans so that when they present themselves, they can explain how a credential in the military translates to a credential in civilian work. With local workforce development boards all across North Carolina, we've been able to point out strategies that are effective in getting these people to work more quickly and getting them to stay in their jobs. There are a number of programs in North Carolina that are training people in communities through community colleges for jobs. So, for example, with the community college in Asheville, Buncombe, Mission Hospital has set aside a number of jobs for people with disabilities who come through this community college program. They're certified. They get not only the academic support they need, but the non-academic supports they need and are guaranteed a job when they come out of this program.
The My Future NC Commission is led by UNC System President Margaret Spellings, who has tasked Professor Brown Graham to study educational attainment statewide.
My Future NC is North Carolina's opportunity to set for itself an educational attainment goal. Many states across the nation have recognized the economy is changing. It takes a post-secondary credential in order to get a job that earns enough to take care of your family. In a place like North Carolina, where traditionally our employment base was focused in textiles and manufacturing and agriculture, that wasn't the case even 30 years ago. Today, it is absolutely the case. So Margaret Spellings, on behalf of the UNC system, Peter Hans, who runs the community college system, and Mark Johnson with the Department of Public Instruction are doing something pretty revolutionary. All three systems are working together to figure out what should be the attainment goal for North Carolina and what are the strategies that will help us get there. The commission, which is made up of sector supporters, employers, civic leaders from across the state, has been working since January to develop these strategies. One of the things we did was focus on the 905 non-completers in North Carolina. That is, people who started college but didn't finish. There's a huge premium that you get when you get your associate's degree, when you get your bachelor's degree, master's or professional. But the data is pretty clear. There is no premium for starting college and not finishing. And so North Carolina has this huge opportunity, we think, to reach back and to try to recruit many of those people who are non-completers and to get them to the finish line.
The commission will also be charged with how to improve the skills of people already working but need to expand their skills to advance further.
There was a time when you thought you went to college, you could check that box, and you were done. But a changing labor market with new automation and new required skills means that all of us are going to be focused on how do we continue to invest in ourselves and invest in the skills that we need in order to be successful in the labor market. The news I have for all of my friends is you're going to be the student for the rest of your life.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.